Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Thank you for inviting me into your homes, Trendies. Each week, I, Mike Quackenbush, director of fun at Chikara, co-host of the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, and consumer of my son's Halloween bounty, will serve up to you the freshest trends the internet has to offer. This program is made possible thanks to the generous support of Cobra Electronics and Famous Foursomes, who can be found online at cobra.com and famousforesomes.com. The making of this podcast involves data collated by Google Trends and my own slipshod research and occasional fanfic. Let's go. Over the weekend, the term Alex from Target trended high. By midweek, the hashtag Alex from Target had been tweeted 1.5 million times, and 500,000 people were searching up Who is Alex from Target? Alex Lee had his photo taken while bagging items at Target. A girl tweeted it to her friends, remarking that he was cute. And the internet agreed. Now, the kid from Dallas, who started the week with 144 followers on Twitter, is now followed by about 700,000 people, most of them pubescent girls, who retweet and favorite every poorly punctuated sentence he can conjure. The Washington Post and USA Today have covered the fervor, and he's even appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' television show, which I believe to be called Ellen DeGeneres' television show. A marketing firm tried to take credit for this phenomenon, but that was debunked. Alex, as well as the girl who took his photo, say they had no involvement with the marketing firm. So what is the significance of Alex from Target as one of the week's most searched terms? Alex from Target is to 2014 what Pac-Man Fever is to 1982, a novelty hit that cracks the Billboard Top 10. Is it Chopin for the masses or a revolution in modern music? Nope. Just something the kids like. But it does prove the power of fangirls to an extent. Preteen and teenage girls are the ones driving the numbers up to insane levels for Alex from Target, just as they drive their bicycles into your parked car while playing Candy Crush Saga on their bedazzled iPhone phablets. On Tuesday, people voted. They Googled, "Where do I vote?" over 2 million times between Monday and Tuesday. They followed election results, most of all on Fox News, who racked it up 500,000 searches for their coverage of the elections. In television ratings, though, most people tuned into ABC to watch the results come in. People cared the most about election results in Florida, Illinois, Virginia, marijuana, Texas, and Colorado. But enlightened folk like you and I know that voting is a waste of time. It has no real effect on anything. And nothing summed that up better than the Boston Globe article that went viral entitled, "Vote All You Want, The Secret Government Won't Change." It's based on research Michael Glennon published in his new book, National Security and the Double Government, after years of working with the State Department. He's also a professor of international law and likes lime jello. Glennon defines the double government in his book as follows. There's the one we elect, and then there's the one behind it, steering huge swaths of policy almost unchecked. Elected officials end up serving as mere cover for the real decisions made by the bureaucracy. And these real decision makers, he says, are the national security and defense mechanisms that have become self-governing. So the people we elect, you know, except where the Electoral College is concerned, because we're not talking about a true popular vote there, don't have the power to enact any real change. Unelected officials, like those working for the NSA, affect policy that bubbles up the bureaucracy, which is the complete reverse of what most Americans believe, which is that policy comes down from the president into the bureaucracy. When asked how this double government emerged, seemingly right under our noses, Glennon offers this frank response. Quote, "The ultimate problem is the pervasive political ignorance on the part of the American people and indifference to the threat that is emerging from these concealed institutions." End quote. Well, ignorance is precisely what we combat here on The Trending Show. Well, that and I combat going broke. Thank you, show sponsors. So, Trendies, I'm going to commit to reading National Security and the Double Government as soon as I finish the new trade paperback, Classic Adventures of Aquaman and Aqualad. Those are the ones where they ride on seahorses and battle kelp monsters. And then the bureaucracy stuff. Or maybe I need to get caught up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta first. I'm barely into season 6. Why would Leeks invite them all to her pajama party anyway? Seriously. Where were we? Did I already plug famousforesomes.com? This is a long one. As soon as election fever died down, the internet was abuzz about ladies, like Shannon DeLima, who was searched up 50,000 times on Wednesday. People wanted to know more about the Venezuelan model, as she's engaged to marry Skeletor's secret identity, Mark Antony. Some of you will recall that his sunken eyes, prominent forehead, and cabal of bungling henchmen previously won him the heart of Jennifer Lopez. So both of those, let's agree, should be attributed to some kind of sorcery. Jane Mansfield was searched up 100,000 times. She's the late American actress and sex symbol who died in a car crash at the age of 34. She trended because Sophia Loren explained to ABC News a sideways glance she gave Mansfield 57 years ago, which just goes to prove how little was going on back in 1957. We have Alex from Target. Yay, this week! Also searched up was Loretta Lynn, who performed a surprise duet with Kacey Musgraves at this year's Country Music Awards. People were shocked to find that Eva Lynn was still alive, and at the amount of sequins featured in the 2-minute and 17-second performance. Kacey, you go hog wild like that on your next dress, you won't have anything left to bedazzle your iPhone phablet. Carrie Champion was trending as well. She's the host of the ESPN2 program, First Take. Comedian Artie Lang, whose job is offending people, offended people with tweets about Carrie Clampchamp, then apologized to all the offended parties for doing his job of offending people. You know, not all things are funny to all people. I don't follow Artie Lang on Twitter because I don't find him funny. But if a comedian never offends anyone, then I feel like that comedian isn't trying hard enough. Stop playing it safe. Take a chance, will ya? Ariana Grande was trending at about the 200,000 level. She appeared in a short dress adorned with LED lights at the Country Music Awards, where she won the award for 2014's least likely crossover Lolita type. After performing with an act called Little Big Town, she was whisked away via Wind Raider to the shoot of her new music video, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Sophie Hunter also trended. She's the heroic master of engagement. Sophie will wed Benedict Cumberbatch after peace comes to Eternia. Molly Shattuck was trending as well. She is accused of 2 counts of third-degree rape. She is best known for being the oldest NFL cheerleader, a distinction she earned at age 38. There's not enough room for me to squeeze in a Masters of the Universe allusion to that story. And lastly, Carrie Underwood trended big upon revealing her baby bump on the red carpet in Nashville. Throughout the evening hosting the CMAs, she made 11 wardrobe changes, and in total, needed the sequins from 463 iPhone phablets to bedazzle her various dresses. Her baby bump is the result of direct contact with Brad Paisley. I want to thank Cobra Electronics and FamousForesomes.com for their support of the program this week. I want to thank loyal trendy Joe Dredd, who took his marching orders very seriously and left me a 5-star review in iTunes. He says the trending show is his absolute favorite 15 minutes of each week, which is very flattering and indicates that Joe has yet to discover the glorious delirium of the gingerbread latte. Catch me this week on the Grizzly Bereg Cafe. Catch me next weekend when Chikara plays Massachusetts and Connecticut, and then back here for another edition of the trending show. Adios, amigos.